Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass at 8:04, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Here are the headlines before you clock in today. The Cowboys beat the Raiders in Vegas last night, 33-16. The New York Jets are benching QB Justin Fields for Tyrod Taylor. Jalen Johnson was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Speaking of, Hawks are back in action tonight. They're back home to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7:30. And the Falcons have placed Michael Penix Jr. on the IR. He has injured his left knee, will miss a minimum of 4 games. Kirk Cousins will be starting QB, and Drake London has a PCL sprain. Is out this week, maybe more.
Yeah, something popped in my head. I was watching the highlights of the game you talked about with the Cowboys in Vegas. Did George Pickens get penalized for?
Yeah.
Did he get so the NFL? Because I was wondering. I think that's a ridiculous penalty. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, Jameson Williams scores a touchdown in the Sunday night game, jumps on the post and slides down it. George Pickens then did the same thing last night, and I was just curious if they stuck to it. The only thing I can think of on that call is that they remember when Jimmy Graham was dunking?
Yes.
And it was messing up the goalpost?
Yep.
That's the only reason why I think that they would want it, that they would do that, because you're technically, you could throw off, and I don't even know if it would do it from just hitting the pad like that, but I could imagine maybe.
I think it falls under the rule where you're not allowed to use a prop in your celebration. The whole, like, Salvation Army thing, like, any of that stuff.
What is using other players? How are, like, when you use another...
That's a team celebration in their
house. Yeah, but you're using your teammate as a prop.
Yeah. I'm not here to argue with you. I agree. It's ridiculous, but yes.
Just the where we draw the line.
It's so stupid.
I mean, you know, it's like somebody...
Two pumps, dude.
It's like somebody working with you for 7 months and then deciding that they're going to call you out on something that happened 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That they don't even know happened.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Connect the dots. I know what happened.
You know what happened.
We're still on this.
He did it. Wow. He's very upset that I called him out about not being excited about going to my wedding.
It's a great opportunity to remind everybody they can catch the earlier segments of the show on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
ding.
I showed up and I was very, very cordial to everyone and had a great time.
Did you steal a baseball card? Those were our centerpieces. We had baseball cards made up that we were like rookies, and everyone stole them. And they were our centerpieces. They really weren't like meant as like to go back.
They weren't giveaways.
No,
I would have probably taken one home.
No, I didn't take a baseball card, but I drank a few cold beers.
Okay, good.
So
you don't drink beer, dude. Let's be honest. You drink.
They didn't have vodka.
Crayon.
No.
They didn't have vodka.
No. We were smarter than that. We knew y'all were coming.
And White Russians.
Half of the station was going to be there. There was no way serving liquor.
First off, I get tired. I cannot. It really bothers me when you try to act like I don't do things. I drink beer when it's necessary because it bloats me. All right, you know I get, and so I don't like to drink it as much. So
8:07.
So I drink, you know, vodka. I'll drink whiskey straight. But I drink beer on the golf course.
I
drink
beer. I have a barley allergy. I don't like to drink it.
It's not that true. I got to watch my weight,
just, man.
Man,
look, somebody's
got to
keep you in check when you're like, I had me a few cold beers. Like, bro, that's not. Let's stop it. Okay,
you know,
stop.
I liked you better when your voice didn't work. All right, let's go to Jemiah and Marietta. Here, you got a wake-up call. Jemiah, well, let's hit the wake-up call sounder first. What happens if you let me run this?
You're doing great, sweetie.
Sorry, I was just trying to get not let Mike talk when I shut him down with his voice. Now let's go to Jemiah from Marietta. Jemiah, you're on the morning shift. What do you got for us?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Jemiah. You there with us, Jemiah? What's going on?
What happened to Jemiah? Oh,
man.
She just wanted to say hi.
Such
she
a
was
friendly...
just being polite.
Well, okay. Thanks for calling.
It was fun while it lasted.
Let's go now to Canton with Adam. We got Adam and Canton here on the morning shift. You're on the wake-up call. What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick. I called in yesterday, and I called Michael Penix soft, and then the news came out. I need to backpedal and apologize on that. I didn't realize he was more banged up than he was. So
yeah, fair enough.
Just wanted to get that out there. But real quick, Mike, you should have prefaced your list with the most punchable Disney villains because I thought you were going a whole other direction. Character-wise, the genie from Aladdin, I love Robin Williams,
aww,
but it just I'm sorry, man. He way overdid it.
Wow.
But honorable mentions for villains, McCleach, the poacher from The Rescuers Down Under. Definitely
a
punchable character.
Great pool. Great pool, dude. Great pool. Yeah. I appreciate him calling in and clarifying from yesterday.
Yeah, that was very nice of him. He owned his words.
Yeah, and I think that's important.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I totally agree. And that's, we need more of that in some ways because everybody spouts off, and then when stuff comes out, they're like, oh. And then that's it. They don't say anything.
Yeah.
They're not like, you know what, maybe I should have a retraction. A couple of writers could take that cue. All right, let's go to Dan in Decatur. Dan, you got the wake-up call. What you got for us?
Morning show fam. What's up, Bo? What's up, Mike?
Hey, man. What's
going on? How you doing?
Wonderful.
Hey, bro. Man, Scar, definitely. I'm talking about full Nelson, punched in the face, broke nose, broke everything. How you look your brother dead in his eyes before you let him go off? You looked him dead in the eye before you let this man. Yeah, man. He's definitely got to get all the smoke.
Yeah,
and
he
here's
does.
Another one for y'all. The big guy from Pocahontas. I guess it was John Smith's boss.
Yeah.
Him. Like, yeah, bro. He's got to get it too, man.
He's a bad
he's
person.
Another one.
Great call, man. Thank you.
And the snake from Jungle Book. That's it.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good one, too.
Jafar was one that, thank you for the phone call. Jafar was one that Allie brought up that I definitely could have thrown him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's definitely a bad villain. And I probably should have mentioned him because I do hate him.
Can I bring up one, too, real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
The hunter dude from Tarzan.
Yeah, I can see that one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a few of them out there. And every Disney movie has a villain to an extent. But
yeah,
man.
They do. Well, and to Adam's point, when you started mentioning Olaf, like, it's just so I was like, you know, there's a list there, too.
There's a list there, too.
Just random characters
ones
that
you
you're
just like
punch. Please go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Exit stage left.
I'm not here to stand for the Olaf.
I didn't like Rex in Toy Story. Just like you're a dinosaur, bro. Why are you so scared?
I mean, technically, now that Disney owns like the Star Wars family, you could have said Jar Jar Binks.
Mm. That's true.
Because he was a very punchable character in that movie.
When Ken in Toy Story was very annoying as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the later iteration, you're right. Oh, the teddy bear in Toy Story, if we're going there.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That guy was
While we're on Toy cereal. Story, what was Jesse's dad's name or whatever? Stinky Pete, not Stinky Pete, but well, that was like his nickname, but I forgot his.
But actually, one of the worst characters in Disney history is Forky. If we're really going there,
yeah,
bro, that, he was miserable.
Yes.
That is just a dumb that's just such a dumb character,
dumb storyline.
Yeah, right. That wasn't very good. me and Melrose watched that. We weren't big fans. All right, let's go to Tony in Decatur. Tony, what do you got for us, man?
Yeah, hey, good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that Penix is hurt.
Yeah.
But I still said they're so fast. You know, come on, Kurt, let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm a long-time fan. I always hated the Saints, so let's beat the Saints and let's see what we can do going forward. And I still haven't given up hope on the best for the Falcons.
Wow.
So thank you for my call.
Yeah, thank you for the lighter vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't it nice?
We all take a page from his book. You know what I mean?
This is nice to.
And I'll get where he's at eventually.
Look.
I'll get where he's at eventually. I think that, and Bo, you do a good job of staying focused on the future, and I eventually get there. It just sometimes Bo's on like a Tuesday and I'm on a Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll be able to kind of rally the troops, my own brand, and go, yeah, Kirk's going to go out there and distribute. Casey Washington's going to go off. You know, David Sills have 5 catches, Mooney with 1 over the top, and we'll get it done.
So it's funny for me because I take losses pretty hard. Mainly, you know, I know it's my job and I understand that, but I've also been a fan for a long time, but a lot of my life revolves around what happens on the field with that team, right? Like my weekends, you know, like I want to go a little bit of a privileged rant, but you know, it and I know a lot of people travel to games and everything. And I love when we see fans there. But when you're 3-7 and most of the time when you have to leave home for 2 days and you come home and it's just like, they suck, you suck, fire him, fire. Like, it's just like constantly, can we get some good, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of negative and it's like a cloud and it just stays over. And that's what happens in that building up there, Mike. You know that.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
it's
is.
Hard
it's
to bust out of that. And that's why, you know, you see guys laughing at times and probably stuff. You're like, oh, they should be mad. They should be mad because they're not winning. It's like, dude, you can't walk around that way.
Can't. You like, definitely can't.
Do you go if you don't get a sell at work? Do you go home and just
kick the puppy?
Yeah, and be miserable and say I'm going to be miserable until I get another sell.
I know.
No, like you have to find joy in life, and so that's.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Part of let's can we fit fit one more? Let's fit I think Frank and McDonough. Frank, what do you got for us?
Hey everybody.
Hey man.
I'm gonna throw this little caveat in there. I guess since Disney technically bought Star Wars, maybe we can include that.
Yeah.
And I'd like to punch Kylo Ren for killing Han Solo. That was unnecessary. And I also, in honor of basketball season and Miss Alley, I'd like to give you a little segment, the alley-oop of the day. Here's my alley-oop. The Hawks are doing well. I mean, they're actually looking legit, even though I still don't believe they're better without Trey, but I guess with the length on the floor, their defense is better. And to Falcon fans, with this wake-up call, stop with this patient stuff. I mean, you're about to go into your 8th straight season without even having a winning record. The New England Patriots, after winning 6 Super Bowls, fired a first-year head coach after 1 year, and look where they're at now. So miss me with this patience junk.
Interesting stuff.
Well, I would just say it was – I know a lot of Falcons fans think it is a disaster at Flower Branch, but Gerard Mayo seemingly was a disaster up there from what things came out. So
the whole question comes down to how soon can you tell that it's going to work? And if you think you can tell within 2 years, then yeah, it's time to.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. I just and I had this conversation last night. It's if you want to make the move, you make the move. That's fine. I understand. There's reasons why it looks like that wouldn't be the wrong call. But don't get into next year with these high expectations. If it's fan base, and then start screaming for the coach to be fired, because that crap has got to stop. Because you're literally the Jets, you're the Browns, you're name it, you're the Raiders, you name it. You are those organizations. When you the Dolphins, that's what you become.
You know, we've been talking about feelings a lot today and getting them out, and I just want you to know that you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. So make sure to call in. Talk to Turtle after this Falcons-Saints game this weekend. Turtle. Coming up, do we hit the panic button now? What does the rest of the season look like now that Michael Penix and Drake London are out? We're going to talk about it next, as we've been talking about all show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.